First, Democrats introduced a resolution last week known as the Green New Deal, a far-ranging set of proposals aimed at combating climate change. It wouldn't have the power to create any new programs if passed, but its backers are calling it an important step in making the U.S. a carbon-neutral country. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts sponsored the resolution along with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York. Here she is speaking at a press conference last week.
Climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life, not just as a nation, but as a world. And in order for us to combat that threat, we must be as ambitious and innovative in our solution as possible.
Mark Pocan is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes Madison. He's also co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We talked with him earlier today. Representative Pocan, thanks for joining us.
Oh, very glad to.
Well, the Green New Deal, this resolution, covers a lot of ground. Can you tell us what you see as the most important parts of it?
Well, I think the most important part is that it is elevating the conversation about climate change like we have not had before. It's talking about how do you rapidly address climate change. We've had several reports in the last year that told us we may be past the point of no return, and that figuring out every aspect of it so that we can be ready to transition to an economy that focuses on renewables. So I think it's the big picture concept that we need to act. We need to act now, and that while it doesn't lay out explicit ways to do that, it lays out the process that we need to follow in order to figure out how to get to that goal.
Now, it's a tall order in some ways, and it calls for things having to do with labor rights, employment for Americans, universal health care, a lot of things people might see as social issues. Does that dilute the scope of the focus on climate change?
I think people who want to dilute the focus on climate change will focus on different aspects like that. But what it's trying to do is be honest. You know, if we wind up transitioning to, as we should, renewables as our major energy sources, you're going to have a displacement of jobs in people who work in fossil fuel industries. So you have to address that. So really, it's being honest with the American people, which is something that isn't generally done in Washington. So I think that's what surprises people. And people try to focus on little side portions rather than the major part of it, again, which is how do we transition to that renewable energy system in the country, and what are all the other aspects from health to employment and other issues that are going to be touched by it. I think that's what it's trying to do, and then, of course, the detractors are trying to use that to distract.
This would take a lot of effort from the government, and that's what some critics are pointing toward, instead of trying to incentivize market changes that reduce carbon emissions, things like carbon taxes. Do you think that's a valid criticism?
Well, I think this is looking at the model of, you know, when we put a person on the moon, we made a serious effort from government to do just that. We invested a lot in space exploration, and out of that, a lot of other developments came in. We're saying, why wouldn't you do the same thing that's really threatening the future of the planet? By making a serious focus and investment on it, you also provide savings and all the other things that we spend money on that people may not directly put to energy costs. There's a big reason that we so often are in wars in the Middle East. It's because of oil. And if you can find ways to address all those other aspects that come out of our current way that we do energy, you're going to have all types of savings. So this is just trying to have a big picture. Interestingly, I had a hearing last week, Rob, that I thought was really interesting, where we still spend about three times the amount of money on research on space than we do on energy in this country. So we already are still at a pittance of where we should be, and this is just trying to make us put a much stronger focus on that.
Now, this is a resolution. Do you see pieces of this that could become legislation in the near future?
Well, I think there's a number of ways this is going to happen. First of all, there's a Democratic majority now, and a number of committees that have jurisdiction over the climate are doing activities right now, taking up bills and having subcommittees meet and having hearings. Secondly, there's now a special committee on climate change that's been formed by Nancy Pelosi, and that's going to be meeting. And then third, you've got this resolution with lots of different diverse sponsors, and what other aspects come out of this. So the good news is there are multiple fronts where we're seeing activity happen on climate change that have not occurred, at least since I've been in Congress, and I think that's a very positive note.
Do you see legislation being possible that could pass the Democratic-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate?
Yeah, I think there should be. I mean, this shouldn't be a left-right spectrum issue. I think where generally we hit some barriers are when special interests are affected. So clearly, the oil and gas industry, the fossil fuel industry, doesn't like this because they want to continue making the profits that they're making right now. So, you know, in some cases, we may lose some Democratic support, but we certainly should also be able to pick up some Republican support. This is looking at the future of the country and making sure that we're not involved in every single altercation in the Middle East and in other places because of oil. This is really trying to look forward and figure out how to take care of those energy sources where the money stays in the United States. And I think that's the real focus. And if we do that, I think there should be support in both parties.
Talking to Mark Pocan, Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, looking at the Green New Deal. We'll touch on the shutdown in just a few moments. Supporters of fossil fuels in the United States might say, hey, we're producing a lot of natural gas, more and more oil here in the United States. We have great domestic sources of these now. Does that take the concerns over, say, Middle Eastern oil off the table?
No, not at all. First of all, we have certain types of oil. For the heavier type of crude, we still have to get that from other places. And one of those places is Venezuela, where currently there's unrest and the president's threatening military intervention. I don't know if we'd be doing that if it wasn't an oil-producing country. So there are still a lot of reasons why continuing to rely on fossil fuels doesn't make sense, even if we do have some increased production. Let's also understand it's a finite source. We need to be focusing on wind and solar and biomass and other ways that you can continue to have energy produced quite less costly, but there is some cost to get it up to the capacity it needs to provide that kind of energy. You know, I myself have 8.5 kilowatts of solar on our roof. I've had bills as low as $7. There's something really special about a $7 bill. But the sun is always going to be there, and wind is always going to be there, and we need to really focus on those types of energy for the future.
Do you see, before we move on to the shutdown, do you see the momentum changing when it comes to tackling climate change?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just seeing the majority change, you know, you're instantly, it's a conversation. And with the new people that came to Congress, it's a priority conversation. And when you look at, again, public opinion polls around the country, cross sections of almost every political demographic have strong support for this. So, again, people get this. It's the special interests that generally are fighting it in Washington. They want to keep the profits they've always had. We just have to keep our eye on the future of the country, not the future of special interests.
All right, turning to the news today, and this is a moving target, but negotiations underway, a tentative deal, it sounds like, has been reached on a spending bill that would avoid a shutdown that would start this weekend. Some funding for border security, not everything the president wants. What do you think? What do you make of the current state of affairs?
Well, we're waiting to see. I saw a little bit of the president over the noon hour, and boy, I've never seen someone offer a more confusing press conference, but I guess he does that fairly often. You know, he was on both sides of the issue, as we expected. That's probably going to wait to see if a few Fox hosts have a positive or negative opinion on this for where he falls. But, you know, as I understand the deal and has not been shared with us yet, we've seen just the news accounts and waiting to see what the White House is going to do. It still does not provide money for a wall. It does continue to provide some money, as we've had in past appropriation bills, for other ways of doing border protection. But it does not have money explicitly for a wall. And yet we also didn't get things we wanted to do, to have fewer detention beds, because, you know, that also is extremely costly, both in human terms and in other terms. So, you know, part of a compromise is not everyone's happy about everything, but the White House is going to have to let us know where they're at on this. I think to some degree he likes having debates over continuing resolutions, because as long as we're doing that, we're not talking about the Mueller report, we're not talking about Michael Cohen flipping, we're not talking about all of his other staff that have been indicted. I think there may be a media strategy that the president has to what he's doing on this.
And I wanted to ask about investigations of the president now that there's a Democratic majority. What kind of investigations and what level of investigations are you hoping to see?
You know, there's definitely a lot of investigations finally happening in Congress. The last 2 years when Paul Ryan was Speaker, we did nothing. zero oversight for a co-equal branch of government, and that was extremely disappointing. So now it's finally happening, so there's a lot of pent-up work that needs to happen. There are some major committees that will look at various aspects of this administration, and then a lot of other committees looking at deeper dives into some of the specific proposals and policy that's been enacted by the various agencies in this administration. So we're finally doing the job as a co-equal branch of government. It's been much overdue, and hopefully we'll get some good answers for the American people.
Representative Pocan, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Mark Pocan is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. He's the co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We talked to him earlier today.